What's up, Lawn Hustlers? Welcome back to another episode of the Lawn Hustle Podcast. The podcast that helps legitimize the green industry one episode at a time. I am your host, Andy Wilson. And today we are diving into a game changer. Using social media to help grow your lawn care business. Whether you are starting a business or you've been in the game for years, social media is your modern day business card. It's your word of mouth. It is your proof of work, all wrapped into one. Before we get started, let's hear a word from my sponsor.
Are you tired of those spam calls about your online presence and website? I know you're nodding your head right now. Finding a company that knows the details about the lawn and landscape industry can be difficult. Well, I have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Green Frog Web Design. We all know growing your business in our digital age requires an effective online presence, a website geared towards bringing in new customers. With fierce competition and a never-ending line of Chuck in the trucks ready to take your place, DIYing your online presence is not a serious option for growing businesses. Find a trustworthy and effective solution with Green Frog Web Design. Oh, and by the way, the first month for a new website is $1. Link is in the bio.
So we're talking about social media and using it to help you grow your lawn care business. So why does social media matter? Let's be real. We live in a world where most people are glued to their phones. And if you are not showing up in their feed, you're invisible. Here's why social media matters. It gives you, number one, visibility. You get seen by people in your area without expensive ads. Number two, it builds trust. People want to see real proof, pictures, videos, before and afters. Social media is your portfolio. Number three, social media builds connections. It's not just about sales. It's about building relationships and becoming a household name. When they watch your reels, or they see your stories, or they read your post, or if it's YouTube, they watch your long video. When they need service, they will remember, I watched professional lawn maintenance mowing a yard. I'm going to give him a call, see if he can give us a price. Or I seen them installing mulch. I'm going to call, get an estimate. It becomes your portfolio. It showcases your work. Show up and show out. Most clients or potential clients will check Instagram and Facebook before they call you. I know and I feel this is true because in my business, I receive phone call after phone call. And when I ask them, how did you come in contact with professional lawn maintenance? Because I want to see what advertisement or what platform is working best for me. So I ask them, how did you come in contact with Professional Lawn Maintenance? Oh, we watched your reel on Instagram. Or we seen your post in a group on Facebook. See, when I share a post on Facebook, I also share it to all of my local groups. What's happening in Newcastle? What's happening in Henry County? Out and about in Newcastle, Indiana. And there's many more, but those are the three main ones that I use. Because I want to get my business in front of eyes. And I want them to see my videos. I want them to read about the services that we offer. I want them to see me in action. So what is the best platform for a lawn care business? Let's just talk about four or five here. Instagram is great for before and after shots, stories, and reels. Hashtags can get you discovered. When you post, hashtag your city, hashtag local groups, like I talked about. What's happening in Newcastle? What's happening in Henry County? Put yourself in front of potential clients. Now, Facebook is great for community groups. I couldn't tell you how many community groups that are on Facebook. And I will share my post to those groups. It's great for customer communication because a lot of your customers are on Facebook. So you can communicate with your customers. TikTok, I believe, is a hidden gem. Time-lapse mowing. Striping tutorials. Funny behind-the-scenes stuff tends to blow up. I don't know what it is about the time-lapse videos, but people love them. LinkedIn, in my opinion, is underrated. If you want commercial accounts, show up professionally on LinkedIn. You don't necessarily need them all. Find a few that work best for you and focus on them. I just think it's very important for us to take advantage of every opportunity to get our business in front of people. And when you use social media, you're not spending your money on expensive advertisement. Because your reels, your posts, and your videos become your advertisement. Let's break it down. What do you need to post? Before and afters are classic. They show your work. They see the condition of the property before you start and after you have finished. I love watching SB mowing videos. When the grass is chest high, when the trees and the shrubs are overgrown, and he goes in and he cuts the grass, he trims the shrubs and cuts back the trees and makes the property presentable, and he gives it value. So, time-lapse mowing, edging, and cleanups. People love them. You can give tips. Wi-Fi aeration matters. Or top three summer watering tips. Post videos behind the scenes. Show your team. Show your gear, your equipment. And even their early mornings. I have a video that just says, let's go. Shows me pulling my mower up on the back of a trailer, and it's gotten close to 3,000 views. Film a simple reel showing a messy lawn turned into a clean lawn with a trending song. Add your local hashtags. It will make a difference. And I know it takes time to video, it takes time to edit, it takes time to post. But the amount of work that I have received because of Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, it has given me a return on my investment because my time is worth something. Creating content is one thing. Growing is another. Now let's break this down. Post 3 to 5 times a week. And know your videos don't have to be perfect. Just keep showing up. I've posted videos that I thought would not get a lot of traction, and it blows my mind how many views I got. I posted a video of me mulching up leaves in my personal yard. And on Facebook, it received 465,000 views. Use hashtags, especially local ones. They help people find you. And that's what we're all about. Finding and attracting new clients. Engage with your audience. When someone responds with a comment, you respond to their comment. Even if it's just thank you. Reply to direct messages and follow local pages. Run giveaways. If you have merch, give away a sweatshirt, a hat, a t-shirt, a coffee thermos. Set a goal, one reel a week, 3 stories a day, and post in the local Facebook groups. Do it for 30 days and track the results. And see if it doesn't give you a return on your investment. Don't overcomplicate it. I know when I first started posting reels, I would sit and I would think and I would try to come up with ideals and I would scroll through Instagram trying to look for an idea that maybe I can duplicate. Don't overthink it. Just video and post and do it consistency, because consistency is the key. So you don't want to overcomplicate it. You want to use some tools maybe to help you as you tune in your expertise in video processing. Canva, CapCut, Meta Business Suite, Google Photos, Those are some tools that you can use to help you post better quality videos. Let's not shoot ourselves in the foot. Here's some mistakes that are too often made. If you're only posting every 2 or 3 weeks, you'll get lost. The algorithm will not push your content in front of viewers. But when you are consistent and you post weekly, daily on your stories, and you do it consistently over a period of time, it will move the algorithm in your favor. People need to know where you're based. So don't forget to use local hashtags. Only posting ads educate, but you want to be entertaining also. You don't just want to post an ad. Entertain. People connect with people, not logos. Now, every business needs a logo. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But people connect with people when they see you in a video, just like the lady at Kroger, when she saw me, she recognized who I was, and she made the connection between me and the videos. So you want to show yourself, you want to post videos that show your face, that show your work, that make you stand out. So of all the things that I can think of to help you get your business in front of people, and I'm not talking about your brand or your uniforms, but the thing that I'm talking about that I feel will help you the most for the least amount of investment is learning to take advantage of social media and use it for your benefit. It is a secret weapon. Whether you're trying to get more leads, raise your prices, or just build a brand that you're proud of, I encourage you to start posting. I was so intimidated when I started posting videos. I was a nervous wreck about it because it's out of my comfort zone. But the more I do it, the easier it becomes for me. So my encouragement to you is just get started. Don't put it off another week. Start today. And you don't need expensive cameras and, you know, tripods and expensive microphones. And you don't need all that. You can set your phone. The iPhones have great cameras. You can set that phone on a tripod and you can record a video and start posting. And use your local hashtags. Hashtag your local city. Make the algorithm put you in front of local people, because that's going to increase potential clients. That's going to give you more of an opportunity to estimate a job, to secure the job, and make more money. If you start messy, stay consistent. Keep learning. If this episode has encouraged you or has helped you, leave us a review and a 5-star rating. Share it with a fellow green industry pro. And hey, I just want to help you build your business. And I want to help you understand that social media is the content that can help you strategically build and grow your lawn care business. Until next time, keep hustling, keep moving, and keep growing. Until we talk again, God bless you. Peace out.